Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hey friends, it's your host, Sherry Miter, and today we are going to talk about comparison and how that can just freeze us up and stop us from doing our best and remembering our God-given talents and strengths that we have inside of us because we're so busy comparing to others. And I wanted to talk about this topic because it keeps coming up in my life. You know, not only am I experiencing moments of comparison, but also I was talking to my husband and I were having this conversation one day about how, you know, years ago there was some friends of ours that we used to think they had all their life together. Like they had the perfect house, the perfect kids, the perfect marriage. And we used to be so jealous and envious of them. And, you know, the more we got to know them, the more we realized like, ooh, that is so not behind the scenes. And then I was talking to another friend of mine recently, and we were just talking about how social media can just mess with our heads like terribly because we fall into this comparison trap. And I have a feeling that some of you are totally going to relate to this, that maybe whether it's in person or online, that comparison. So I have some tips for you at the end on how to handle that. But before we get started, I do want to let you know that we are full-blown into the summer coaching season, and I still have a couple of spots open. I am very much limiting my coaching services this summer just because I want to be able to enjoy the summer, and there'll be more about that in Thursday's podcast, so the podcast that will launch on the 1st. I'm going to share more on why I really want to enjoy this summer and how you can as well. But I do still have a couple of openings left. And this is for you if by chance you took your strengths assessment, maybe it was years ago. And I hear this from so many people as when I tell them that I'm now a certified strengths coach, they're like, oh yeah, I think I took that strengths finder or Clifton Strengths a long time ago. I'll have to see if I can find my top five. And that's about the extent of it. They remember taking it. They don't remember what their top five are. It didn't really make an impact with them because here's the truth. The top five doesn't make a big impact in you. Like that happened to me. I read my top five like, oh, that's interesting and put it aside. But when you open up the full 34 assessment and you hire a coach to help you dive into it, whether it's a 90-minute session, an hour session, or a full-blown like 3 months together, we can really make that information life-changing for you. So if you're curious about that, especially the 90-day or three-month session, let's get started on that. I just had a session last week with a new client, and she was practically in tears after the very first session, just when she realized like, oh, it is in me to do what she wants to accomplish. She has those gifts inside of her. She just never saw them. She didn't tap into them. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. You can send me an email, sherrymiterco@gmail.com to learn more, send me a direct message, or pop over to my website, which is getting all redone. So check out what we've already done so far, sherrymiterco@sherrymiterco.com for more information. All right, let's jump into today's podcast, an episode on comparison. And So as I was sharing, just I've had these conversations, and I've also recently been listening to some other podcasts that I don't normally listen to. And as I was listening to them, I found myself starting to compare and thinking like, oh, I love the way she does this, or oh, she's so good at this, or he's so great at that. And I had to stop myself. Now, there's always things we can learn and take away from listening to other people. And that's a whole different thing. But when we start comparing like what they do better than us, that's where it can be deadly. Also, because I've been redoing my website, I was looking at a lot of other people's websites and started to go, oh, wow, look at all this stuff she does, or look at all the degrees she has, or all the certifications they have. And then let's just dive into Instagram. Oh, my word. Like, you just pop onto Instagram for 5 minutes, at least for me, and I see some posts by or the beautiful Instagram pages, and that can just stop me in my tracks. And I want to know, like, is that you too? Do you feel that? Like, do you find that when you pop onto social media sometimes, and you may even be feeling really confident and good about where you are right now, but then you go and you see somebody else's post and they're like, oh, well, they're doing it better than I am. Or, oh, I thought I was doing good, but then watch what she's doing now. Especially for my network marketing friends that may be listening to this. That was something I really struggled with. I actually had to hide some of my friends because I found myself, no matter how successful I was, I just was always comparing it to somebody else. Or if, God forbid, I was in a valley season and they're doing well, that was really a struggle. So sometimes you even have to hide people. But I got to share this story. So years ago, when we first started sailing on Sacandaga Lake in upstate New York, it was the first time we took our then, it was only a 26-foot sailboat, which is so funny now. But, you know, we were new to the sailing world. We were loving life. We felt like, oh, this is so cool. Like, people would want to be us out on our sailboats. We were sailing with another friends. They were on their sailboat. We were like side by side, chatting back and forth, having just the best day. And we decided to sail over to a restaurant on the lake where you actually have to dock up. That was our first time doing that. And again, I have to admit, I was feeling like all that in a bag of chips. And all of a sudden, though, two little private helicopters landed on the lawn of this restaurant. And we were like, okay, well, I think they just trumped us. I think they just won. They're like, who's that? And then some, besides us and our little 26-foot sailboats. But, and you know, that's what happens when we start comparing. Like, we can feel really good inside and be having this amazing life, but we start comparing. And it can just really get to us. It can paralyze us. It can keep us stuck. But here's the thing we need to realize is no matter what we're seeing, especially when it comes to the online world, we have to keep in mind what's behind the scenes. What are we not seeing? I don't know if you remember the old Brad Paisley song. I think it was from like 2009 called Online. And it was like the phrase was, I'm so much cooler online. And it was about the pizza delivery guy and how he created this whole persona online on MySpace. That's how old it is. But he was had this entirely different, you know, he was a different height, different weight, different pictures, like, you know, getting all the girls online because he's so much cooler online. And, you know, MySpace is not a thing anymore, at least I don't think it is. But having a way cooler persona online is totally still a thing. And what we see posted and shared normally isn't the entire truth, just like the song, I'm so much cooler online. And you know, we've seen the post, that person that maybe it's even your mentor or somebody you follow as a leader and you highly respect them. And you see the stuff they post and it seems like they have this perfect life, like they're uber successful, making seven figures, have this beautiful, always neat, tidy house, blissful marriage, adorable, always behaving, and super cute kids. They take these exotic vacations everywhere 6 times a year because her business is so successful and she only works 4 hours a week. You know that person, right? Or you follow them, maybe. And maybe I'm exaggerating it a little bit here, but you get the point. And, you know, as it should be, most people are only sharing their highlight reel on social media, which is totally fine because personally, I'd much rather see your success story than hear about the woes of your day that should only be shared in your private diary. You know, I'm going to unfollow you if that's what you're sharing. I do like to see people's success stories because they inspire me. They give me hope. But, you know, and I love seeing, you know, my friend losing weight. I love seeing traveling places because it gives me ideas where to go. I love celebrating, especially my friends or people I know when they've got that next promotion and they earn that free career car. And I love seeing happy families. It truly does make me happy to see others living out their dreams and succeeding in life. And the problem isn't what people are sharing. The problem is our thoughts about what they are sharing. The problem is we start comparing our behind-the-scenes story with their highlight reel. And we think, why can't I do that? Why isn't my house clean? Why isn't my husband supported? Why can't I go on a vacation like that 6 times a year? Why isn't my team working? What's wrong with me? And even as successful leaders and entrepreneurs in our own lives, we fall into this comparison trap, just like we did when we were sailing to that lake, to that restaurant. How many people at the restaurant would have loved to have been on our sailboat? But yet all we did was like, oh, they're on a helicopter. And here's what we have to know is that nobody has the picture perfect life. You know, that perfect couple that we see from that mentor or whatever, they may be on the brink of divorce, or they may have just had a really bad argument, or one of them may be really sick, or one of their parents may be really sick. We don't know what's going on. That corner of the house you see in the Zoom video that always looks beautiful, what you don't see is on the other side of the camera is the 10 piles of laundry that still need to be folded. Or we don't know that she has a housekeeper now because she is so uber successful that comes and cleans her house every single day. And the kids that always look perfect all the time. Look, we all know the only perfect kids are grandkids. So if she has small kids, they may have just had a temper tantrum before she had to lock them. She's locked herself in a closet to make that message. Or if she has teenagers, she may have just been told she was the worst mom in the world. And she feels horrible the way her teenagers are behaving. And if that's you, I want to give you one little tidbit of hope, a little side note here. When your kids turn like 21, 22, you do get smart again, mom, just so you know. And you know, her business that's uber successful now, and maybe she does only work 4 hours a week in her zone of genius today. But what you don't see behind the scenes is that she now has hired an amazing support team that does all the tedious work so she can truly stay in that zone of genius, which that should be the goal for all of us, right? Is to have that, get to that place where we can hire out, delegate what we don't like to do and stay in that zone. And we don't see the blood, sweat, and tears and the no's and the mistakes and the valley seasons that she went through to get on that mountaintop. Or maybe we don't see the hours she still spends with her business coach or life coach so that she doesn't fall into the comparison trap, even comparing her already successful life to somebody even more successful. So what do we do? What do we do when we find ourselves falling into this comparison trap? First thing, number one, when you are tempted to compare, stop and realize there's more to the story you don't see. Just know what we see online, what we hear, it's not the full story. We're all human. We all have life happening around us. Just most successful people don't share that stuff online, nor should they. Well, maybe a little bit, just so we know they are real. But again, online's not meant to be the diary, so you're not seeing what she writes in her diary every night. All we're seeing is the highlight reel to inspire us and to want us to grow our businesses. Number two, if you are in a place of, maybe you're in a valley season of your life and business where things aren't going the way you want, or maybe you're in a growing season where you have crystal clear clarity of what you want and where you're going and how you're going to work your business, hide everybody else. That distracts you and causes you to compare. I've had to do that in times of my life, especially when I was working towards some really super big goals in my network marketing business. I even had to hide my best friend because we were chasing after the same goals, but we have different personalities and we did things differently, which is great and beautiful. And we still talked every day, but I couldn't watch online. I had to hide some people. And I've had friends tell me, I had to hide you. And I'm totally okay with that. I get it. So hide people if necessary. Doesn't mean you have to unfriend them on social media. And it definitely doesn't mean that you can't watch them later in life or you can't be friends with them in real life. The third thing is, if you absolutely need to, and I think we all should do this occasionally, is take a social media break. Summertime's a great time to do that. If you go on vacation, truly unplug, like just get off of social media. Take pictures with your phone. You can post them when vacation's over. But take some social media breaks if necessary, especially again, if you are either in a season that's a valley season and things are not going the way you want, or I think it's even more important when we are in those growing seasons and we need to stay clear on what we're supposed to be doing. So, but here's the thing, really the number one thing I hope you take away from this podcast today is be grateful for where you are and what you have inside of you. You were gifted with talents that person online doesn't have. You have been put in a place you are for a reason. Maybe again, it's a learning season, or maybe you're in a thriving season. Whatever it is, it's your season. And one last thought, just know when you share something you are proud of or that you accomplished, and I hope you do, because again, those things do inspire others. Know that someone else is watching and wishing they were you. You have people that compare their life to yours, and they see you as somebody to inspire to be like. And that's a really cool place to be. So show up authentically, show up as your best self, and know that your gifts are there for you to shine in your own special way. So friends, I would love to hear from you. I really, really would. Like, do you fall into the comparison trap like I do? And how do you keep from going there? Like, what's your tips and tools that you use to stay in your own lane and not compare yourself to others? Or maybe you can just share with me, what was your biggest aha from today's episode? I'm going to put a link in the show notes below that you can directly message me. And I really want to hear from you. So I'm going to be waiting to hear your aha moments or your aha thoughts from today's podcast. Because it's really important for me to know that. Like, what do you get out of this show? And or again, how do you keep yourself from falling into that comparison trap? All right, my friends, until next time, remember, life is short. Go out and enjoy this journey that we are on. And there's no time for comparison. There's just time to show up as your best self, lean into your strengths, and just make every day a great day. And again, if you are looking to really maximize your strengths, send me a message and ask me about the different coaching packages that I do have available right now. We can do a 90-minute intensive call, or we can get you plugged into the 3-month call to really tap into your talents and strengths and make the most of them so that you can have all the success you desire, not just in your business, but also in your life.